Total Retail, in partnership with Fidel, is proud to announce the release of its latest research report, Customer Loyalty in a Fragmented Retail Market: How Retailers Can Leverage Data to Create Long-Term Relationships with Their Customers. To download your copy of this report, go to mytotalretail.com/resources.
Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan. I'm joined today by Christian Palmaz, who is the co-founder of Palmaz Vineyards. We're going to talk to Christian a little bit today about his business and kind of how it is, the impact it's seen from the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the innovative solutions it's introduced during this time. So thanks for joining me, Christian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start by having you tell our audience a little bit about Palmaz Vineyards for those that aren't familiar with it.
Absolutely. So Palmaz Vineyards is our family-owned and operated winery here in the Napa Valley. We're basically located on the southeastern end of Napa Valley and a pretty unique place. It was, you know, founded by our family, but a historic property originally. And it's a unique property that's essentially a winery built into a mountain, 18 stories tall, about 110,000 square feet, practicing a unique form of gravity flow winemaking on a fully estate grown property.
And we were talking a little bit before we started with today's recording, just offline. Might you tell us a little bit about your role in the business?
So my role is primarily operations. So I'm in charge of the viticultural and the enological side of the program, right? So I get to work with the really creative winemakers and basically play a supporting role to their efforts.
So as I mentioned in the introduction, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the COVID-19 pandemic, how that's impacted Palmaz Vineyards business. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And then we could have some further questions on this topic.
Definitely. So as you can imagine, you know, it's affected the entire industry. Napa Valley is very supported by obviously direct-to-consumer tourism and visitors who come from all over the world. You know, the winery sees on average just over 10,000 people per year. And it is a really, you know, special part of what we offer is, you know, that wonderful hospitality experience. And obviously with the pandemic, all of that came to a grinding halt. So we've really had to kind of rethink the way we stay connected with our very special customers and club members.
Prior to the pandemic, were you hosting customers at the vineyard, and you were able to sell wine directly at the vineyard, separate from what you were doing online?
Absolutely. I mean, a significant percentage of our sales and presence in the market has a lot to do with that in-person visitorship, and you know, we have a very active club, which is, you know, our kind of subscription-based model, which most wineries use, is very much supported by that visitorship, right? So a lot of that in-person sign up and people coming to Napa Valley. So when the pandemic hit, we had to come up with sort of new ways to stay on the forefront of their minds and stay connected with our customer base. And that's when essentially we went to a sort of virtual experience.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that virtual experience. One other question about just kind of current state of affairs and how the pandemic impacted the business. Did you see a spike in the D2C on the online side of the business with more traffic, more consumers that aren't able to get out to the vineyard itself, looking to purchase your wines via the e-commerce site?
Yes, I mean the e-commerce it definitely saw a boost in you know, in activity, but since our brand is very high touch, our customers are used to working directly with their ambassador. So we have five highly trained, you know, SOM ambassadors who is so I guess the more common experience for most of our customers is to call the winery or call their ambassador directly. And they're typically working with somebody who's helping them manage their club subscription in terms of what they're receiving, because mostly most of our wines are in an allocation model. And then, of course, you know, we'll do additional releases beyond that. That will then see some, you know, web traffic, but a vast majority is done directly with a person on the phone.
So you've talked a little bit about the disruption in the business that you've seen during the last few months. So then the kind of counter to that question is, what have you done to evolve the business to account for some of these changes in consumer behavior and that we've seen?
Yeah, I think like I mentioned, a big part of it was this push to move to a virtual presence, coming into their home via our virtual wine stream, which is this new show that we're putting on every week, and also virtual tastings, right? Offering the Palmas Vineyards experience, but in your home, and essentially providing that experience for you to connect with your friends, colleagues, customers, and use these virtual tools to essentially provide, you know, not exactly the same experience, but a similar experience to what you would have come to expect if you had visited Napa.
So what, can you tell us a little bit more, and you just mentioned it, the virtual tasting and then the wine stream program. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about more about that program and kind of the feedback you've gotten from the customers, and, you know, how the videos can help the brand better connect with those customers.
You know, it was never something I thought we would ever do, to become, I don't know if you want to call it a podcast or a vlog or, you know, it was never something in our repertoire before. And, you know, my sister, Florencia, my wife, Jessica, and I got together, you know, all of our marketing team was sheltered in place at home. We were basically here on our own with a very core group of essential employees running the winery and the vineyard program. And we wanted to, you know, put something out there that would stay, you know, relevant in the minds of the customers and have a little bit of fun too. And so the wine stream was basically thrown together, almost like an unscripted, you know, fireside chat style discussion that allowed us to bring on really cool guest stars from all over, not just the wine industry, but other industries as well. And it, you know, we're 12 episodes in, and I'm just blown away at the amount of viewership and response. It's been really fun.
So 12 episodes, do you do one a week, or maybe tell us a little bit about the frequency and where people can find these videos?
So yes, once a week, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on the Pacific. And basically you can join in live, which is kind of definitely the fun way to view it, because there's a chat and you can interact with us on, you know, while we're doing the show live. Also, what's changed a little bit is the ability to offer unique things to just the viewers. And like, for example, every winery has in the cellar maybe 40 bottles of something very special that is too small of a quantity to justify sending an email out to, right? There's no audience small enough to offer something like that. But the wine stream is such a great format because that live, you know, almost virtual in-person experience, we can, you know, offer 47 magnums of a 2012 Brassus wine, which is a kind of a collectible wine we make, and, you know, it evaporates, right? It, you know, people basically call in immediately and place their orders, and it's gone. So that has yielded some really unique experiences, both for us and obviously our customers. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with the format, right?
Did you and your sister and your wife have any kind of content background and video background, or is this kind of you're kind of winging it?
I would say a little bit winging it. I mean, we have a great support team, and, you know, who has helped make this you know, a peer professional, and you know, we also have to thank Life-Size. Life-Size is the platform we use to put out the show. It's a little bit different from competitors like Zoom or other platforms in that it's really content rich. It's almost like allows you to produce a show live. So it's a little bit more than just the talking head style program, which I think is what makes the show kind of engaging to watch and pretty fun.
And to your point, I think it kind of exposes the kind of personality behind the brand. You get a better connection with your customer, right? If you're kind of, you know, you're making yourself visible to them, especially during, you know, a time like this when, you know, people are sheltered in place at homes and, you know, looking for these outlets. I guess that was a good way to kind of keep the conversation going with your customers.
Yeah, definitely. And it is more personal, right? I mean, most, you know, the majority of our customers who come to the winery tour with one of our, as I mentioned, one of our, you know, five amazing ambassadors, and that experience, you know, where I think they may bump into us in the hallway, or we may pop into their tasting to say hello. This has been a very personal connection with the customer base that I don't think we had before. And so, I mean, for that alone, it's been great. And it's something definitely, you know, it's just been successful enough that we intend to keep it going even after the pandemic or whatever it becomes the new normal after this.
Yeah. So let's talk then about the role that technology in this kind of streaming video service that you've put out, and series, I should say, that you've put out. But kind of the role technology has played in helping Palma's vineyards continue to engage with its customers and operate during the pandemic. And I guess, as you say, this is kind of going to become the new normal.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, it's a really unique time. I mean, the fact that we have, you know, 10 gigabit fiber into our facility allows us to be able to put out, you know, broadcast quality 4K streaming video live. I mean, that is something that just would not have been possible 10 years ago. And to be able to engage this large of an audience, you know, was something that 10 years ago you would have needed a syndicated television platform to be able to do. And now, because we have all these interesting, you know, SEO tools at our fingertips, we can reach a really global scale on the order of, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in an instant. I mean, that is pretty cool.
And how about kind of marketing this, getting the awareness going now? You're 12 episodes in. You've said it kind of has blown away your expectations of what you had going into it. What are you doing to promote the wine stream program? I guess, you know, talking about it on your site, you know, social channels, anything else other than maybe organic in terms of marketing?
Well, you know, I think we have kept it very organic. I think there's something to be said about keeping the audience familiar to the brand, right? So them familiar with us, but us also familiar with them. And since word of mouth and you know, if you think about, you know, what is the average, you know, Palma's Vineyards customer who actually comes to the winery, how do you align that with the viewership on the wine stream? And so we wanted to try and keep that sort of experience somewhat in line. And so, you know, one option would be obviously to use like social media platforms to boost the exposure. I mean, you can go into the millions at that level, but are those people, you know, the same kind of audience, the you know, true enthusiasts who would discover the brand more organically normally? And I think that's been a little bit of the strategy is keeping it a little more word of mouth. So not trying to just go for numbers, but go for an audience who you feel you're actually connecting with. And I think that's been what's made the show so unique. Not so much about, you know, hey, we got 22,000, you know, views live on the last episode, but more in line with the fact that these are people who maybe they're interested in coming to Napa Valley, maybe they're interested in coming to Palma's Vineyards the next time they come to Napa Valley, or they've already been, right? And that kind of a connection, I think, is more valuable.
So my final question, Christian, is, you know, as we see the country starting to slowly reopen, retail stores being reopened, restaurants and other venues start to be allowed to reopen in states across the country, can you talk a little bit about your strategy for Palma's Vineyards as it operates in kind of in a post-COVID environment as we slowly get there?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, what is this new normal? Is it going to be like a light switch? Or are we just going to stop doing all of these virtual? I think it's going to be like a hybrid. And there's some new opportunities that have been opened up. For example, you know, so we've invested all this technology into our visitation experience. Our you know, we have these really cool sensory neutral tasting salons where all of our customers do their private tastings in. And we've built in all of our video conferencing equipment into each of these rooms. So we see, for example, an opportunity that wasn't there before is a hybrid visitation approach. So for example, you may have a group who comes to Napa Valley, but maybe there's a member of their family or friend who couldn't make that trip. Well, now because of the technology, we can now create a hybrid visitation where the group is on site and the ones who couldn't make it, we were able to send them the virtual tasting kit, right? So they have the wines at home and all the yummy pairings and all the wonderful things that go along with that. And how special is it for that on-site group to walk into their private tasting room and see the faces of their friends on screen so that they can share that, you know, that tasting experience together. We think that's going to be, you know, a new offering that's going to really enhance the characteristic, because we think there is still going to be a subset of people who are maybe not going to feel quite comfortable traveling. Maybe they're a little bit higher risk. And it's going to be a slow transition back to whatever normal is.
Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Christian Palmas of Palmas Vineyards for joining me today on Total Retail Talks, telling us a little bit about the business and its, in particular, its wine stream program. So thanks for joining me, Christian.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.
Total Retail's latest research report, Customer Loyalty in a Fragmented Retail Market, offers insights into retailers' customer retention challenges, how customer data can help address that challenge, particularly data obtained in loyalty programs, the role that card linking technology can play in creating loyal customers through the collection of transactional data, and best practices for earning customer loyalty. To download your copy of this report, go to mytotalretail.com/resources.